Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
Listen, it wasn't supposed to be easy. Things haven't been easy over the past week and a half, no doubt about it. They haven't been easy since the calendar flipped to September. With no Vinny Pasquantino in the lineup. No, things have been difficult, no doubt about it. But Kansas City, you know this one feels good tonight. Royals win, Royals take the series. And that invite to October, boy, it's getting real close to RSVP time. Royals win 3-0, the final score. Man, there's so many things I want to get your opinion on tonight, but I want to begin with this. What excites you most about next week? Next Tuesday, next Wednesday, and possibly next Thursday. That wild card series, whether it's in Baltimore or in Houston, what excites you most about seeing the Royals back in October? Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well, 913-586-7965. Again, we can touch on anything that transpired in this 11th shutout of the season for the Royals. But, yeah, I want to know what you're most looking forward to, because there are so many different things that I know I'm excited to see. But it begins with Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby has the ability, like Roberto Clemente did in the World Series back in 1971. Bobby Witt Jr. has the ability that George Brett showcased in that ALCS against the Toronto Blue Jays. Has the ability that Mike Schmidt showed in the World Series back in 1980. Bobby Witt Jr. has the ability to put the team on his back and carry him to a series victory. Now, whether that's the wild card series, the ALDS, CS, or the whole darn thing, Bobby has that ability, man. And once New York, Los Angeles, Miami, Seattle, once the baseball world has that October opportunity to watch Bobby Witt Jr., I think he ascends to a level that, well, we haven't seen in Kansas City since George Brett, but ascends to a level that not many can make it to anymore in the game of baseball. Not in 2024. Talking Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, the faces of the league. That's what excites me most. But for you, it could be another player. It could be Salvi. I understand that. Salvi getting the almost a decade later, getting another crack at it in Royal Blue. Maybe it's the pitching staff. Deservedly so, receiving the flowers for the outstanding performance we've seen all season from this rotation. 75 quality starts from the Royal starters this season. Maybe it's the city, maybe it's the fan, maybe it's a family member that doesn't quite remember 2015. Maybe you're excited to see their excitement in an October push. So I'm interested in your thoughts on that. 913-586-7965. But as far as the game is concerned, the 3-0 Royals victory, to me, it's rather simple. Pitching, defense, and team speed once again. Now, not the ordinary pitching, defense, and team speed. Now, the pitching wasn't from the rotation. It was from the bullpen. A franchise record 26 consecutive scoreless innings from this Royals bullpen. Now, the team speed's not from Bobby Witt Jr. nor Michael Garcia. It's from Salvador Perez and Yuli Gurriel taking the extra 90 feet. Now, the defense, no, it's not from the gold glover, Salvador Perez. No, the defensive stars tonight, Tommy Pham and Michael Massey and the aforementioned Bobby Witt Jr. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Are you a believer in this bullpen now? I gave you the statistic, a franchise record for zeros, consecutive zeros. They didn't do this in the 70s, didn't do this in 2015. HDH didn't do this. Are you a believer in the bullpen? Man, there's so much to talk about. Let's get to the phone calls right away. 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. We'll get right to your phone calls and take a dive into that text line after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Now, Bobby Grossman turns around, bats left-handed, linesman into center field for a hit. Salvi coming home to score. Here comes Gurriel around third. The throw home is cut off. Sliding in safely, Gurriel. It's a two-run single off the bat of Robbie Grossman. And the Royals have a 3-0 lead here in the sixth inning.
Robbie Grossman's first RBI as a member of the Royals. He takes a 95-mile-per-hour fastball out over the dish, takes it to center field, scoring Salvi and Yuli, putting the boys up 3-0. That's all they would need. That's all the pitching staff would need. Shoot, pitching staff only needed that RBI knock from Michael Massey in the third because the Royals, for a second straight night, put up zeros and only zeros. It's the fifth shutout by Royals pitching, the fifth shutout in their last 17 games. With the win, the magic number is down to 3. It could fall to 2 if Minnesota drops game 2 at home to the Miami Marlins. That game still knotted up in the seventh inning. All right, phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. The Royals at 84 wins, right there with Detroit. Tigers also at 84 wins, but the Royals have the tiebreaker, so right now the Royals maintain the number 5 seed in the American League playoffs. Set to go to Jackson in Olathe. Jackson, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead. Sounds like we lost Jackson. Let's try Dustin in Topeka. Dustin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, Dustin? Hey. How you doing, pal?
I didn't know. Usually I wait a little longer, but no. It's good to talk to you tonight, Vern. I've been listening to 96.5 The Fan on my app all day, and, you know, I was just thinking about, they were talking about as long as we handle business against the Nationals, which they have for 2 games, man, you just, each day, man, you wake up, man, you feel like, man, we're one step closer to October. And, you know, it's starting to feel good outside, man. It's in the air, man. I really think that we're going to have playoff baseball for the first time since 2015, if I'm correct. And, you know, I actually going to listen to the rest of the show because I kind of want you to get into what is your expectations for the Royals in the playoffs. You know, I remember I talked to you about a couple weeks ago. You said, if we can just get in, if they can just get in, you know, you have a chance to win it. Obviously, yeah. You know, a lot of people didn't give them a whole lot of chance in 2014, right? So, is this like 2014? Is that magic going to happen this year?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Dustin. You know, like I mentioned, man, if you get in, anything can happen. You know, all it takes is one swing of the bat for MJ Melendez to get red hot. You know, and vice versa. All it takes is a 1-0 for someone to go into an elongated funk. My expectation, boy, I mean, I certainly believe the Royals can win the wild card series. Again, so long as the baseball reflects regular season baseball, I think it benefits this team because regular season baseball is predicated on starting pitching. And the Royals have, you know, maybe the best starting pitching in the American League. So whether it's Houston or Baltimore, yeah, I think the Royals can win a best of 3 series. You know, beyond that, you know, we'll see. Again, that's 2.5. That's 2 weeks away. Man, as you've learned, so much can change in a 2-week stretch. You know, I've been telling you for 2 weeks that I have my feet up, that I'm sitting comfortably with this team, that I'm not going to be disappointed, that there's no way I look back with any sort of regret or dismay at what happened to the 2024 Royals. I mean, if they punch their ticket to the postseason, something they could do as early as tomorrow, if they're able to punch their ticket to October, I think that celebration, on-field celebration in D.C., in the clubhouse in D.C., whether it's maybe in Atlanta, wherever it is, that celebration, that's going to be the snapshot. That's what we'll remember about 2024. Now, if they go to the World Series, yeah, we'll remember the other celebrations. But so long as they finish this thing off, and they're going to, there's just no way that a defeat in the wild card series in the ALDS, falling short in the championship series, or falling short in the World Series, there's just no way that we reminisce about 2024 with anything other than smiles on our faces. Like, for those of you that remember 2014, when Pablo Sandoval caught that foul ball and Game 7 was over and the Giants were celebrating, I'm sure there were some of you that were crying and all brokenhearted, but I think most of us were, you know, kind of dumbfounded. Like, wait, that's not how it was supposed to end. That's not how this magic carpet ride ends. No, someone's got to stop this, right? Doesn't an umpire step in and say, no, the game's got to continue because the Royals got to win this thing? Now, I don't know if the magic carpet ride's going to carry it to Game 7 of the World Series, but it's going to bring you to October, and I feel as if we'll remember 2024 the same way that 2014 would have been remembered, even if they don't finish the job in 2015. You could let me know if I'm off base on that. If 2014 isn't remembered as the endless joy that came throughout that month of October in 2014. Maybe we don't remember it as fondly if they don't finish the job in 2015. I find that hard to believe. There were just too many memories along the way. The wild card game, the Angels series, you know, the Baltimore sweep. And I think 2024 is similar in that, where we're not going to remember the brutal finish. We'll remember the highs. We'll remember the post-game celebrations and the champagne celebrations inside that clubhouse. So expectations, I'm going to go into that wild card series expecting the Royals to win. But my feet have been up for the past few weeks. There's just no way I leave this season with anything other than pure fulfillment from an outstanding 7 months of Royals baseball. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's go to the Batman in Kansas City. Batman, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
You know what? Almost brought tears to my eyes. I had to remove my mask to go ahead and wipe the tears because I remember...
Are you talking through the mask right now?
No, it's off. I'm telling you, I remember it 14 a lot, but just because of the players, because of you, and a lot of the things that happened. And this team has got so much guts and heart, and they've got. Once he said what he had.
All right, Batman, you got to take your mask off or get a real phone. Sorry, buddy, that connection is just a tad bit too rough. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Royals take care of the Nationals, winning Game 2 by a final score of 3-0. Coming out of the break, we heard the two-run single from Robbie Grossman, the Royals' first multi-RBI hit in more than a week. After the game, Robbie Grossman on the field received the Joel Goldberg treatment on Bally Sports Kansas City. Winning squad.
Win games at this level, and anytime we get a win, W in the win column, it's good for us.
I know when you came over here in that trade, you were in Houston talking to you, and you just expressed your gratitude for still being able to play this game, to have somebody that wanted you in a playoff stretch. What does that mean to you to be able to be relied upon and to be able to deliver that big hit?
Look, it's a privilege to put on a Major League uniform, and you play all season to hopefully get in position like we are, and just happy to be over here, happy to help, and glad I could find some grass.
You've been in these moments before. I mean, it's not the moment of the game, but any moment at this point could be. How much does it feel like playoff baseball?
Oh, it's playoff baseball. Every at-bat, every pitch matters, and excited for what's to come.
You've been through this, as I mentioned, but last year, you and Will Smith and Chris Stratton and you guys late in the season went through a tough stretch and ended up winning the World Series. How much have you thought about that and what just some bad days could mean and not mean?
Hey, you just got to keep showing up. We have a really good team. That's why we're in the position we are. And just remind guys, they're really good.
Last thing, and you don't know this number, but I'll give it to you right now. Royals pitching has now gone 26 straight scoreless innings. I know you knew it was a lot, but that's the longest stretch in franchise history. This was history that was done before in 2015 and 19, I think 76, 24 innings. What do you make of your staff from the starters to the bullpen?
They've been great all year. Just even on the other side, watching them, it's a tough staff, and I'm glad I'm on this side. I don't have to face them anymore.
That's very nice of Robbie Grossman. They haven't been great all year. Well, the rotation's been great all year. The bullpen, anything but. But, you know, for as much as I've talked about how bad the offense has been since Vinny went down, and they've been bad, the worst in baseball, the Royals' rotation and bullpen have been among the best in baseball since Vinny went down. Royals' bullpen, top five in Major League Baseball, according to Fangraphs. And the rotation is top three. Again, that audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. Robbie Grossman has reached base safely in six of his seven starts since coming to Kansas City. All right, let's go to Dustin in Topeka. Dustin, I believe we have you. Go ahead, pal.
Yeah, Vern. Starting off with what you started your show off with, you know, how... You know, what we're most excited about for the postseason if we get there. You know, I got a 7-year-old son and a 10-year-old son. The 10-year-old was a couple months old when we were in 2015 winning the World Series, you know. And that I'm just excited for them to see playoff baseball in Kansas City. For the years and years and years that I've watched the Royals with them, they've never seen a winning team like this team has been winning, you know. Wow, I'm excited for that. And, you know, I'm kind of looking more forward towards the ALDS because I want them to go in and play the Yankees. And I want Bobby Witt Jr. to show the whole baseball world that he's the best player in baseball. He should be the MVP this season. You know,
I love that.
He's, I think, first in first in average, first in hits, top 10 in home runs, stolen bases, you know, everything.
Yeah, he does it all.
You know, he does. And that's the thing, you know. Yeah, Aaron Judge can go up there and jack home runs left and right all day. But, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is the quarterback of the baseball field. You know, he plays the position, other than maybe pitchers sometimes, that has, you know, the spotlight on him all the time. And he goes out and makes play after play after play after play.
No doubt.
And then goes to the plate and does the same thing. So that's what I'm excited for. And, you know, your comments about what we felt after the 2014 World Series, you know, I think after the World Series, I felt joy almost. You know, even though we lost, you know, that team, they were so fun to watch. And it was just nice them being there, man. So. I'll listen to you off air there, Vern, but that's all I got to say, man.
Hey, buddy. Great phone call. Really appreciate it. Thanks for staying dialed in. Good stuff, Dustin. Phone line open up for you. 913-586-7965. Royals take the series in Washington. They'll go for the sweep tomorrow with Michael Wacha on the hill. It's a 12:05 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight, 0-for-4 with a punch out. Bobby goes 0-for-4 without scoring a run, 0-for-4 without reaching base safely, a walk or getting hit by a pitch, 0-for-4 without anything else for the first time in September. So yeah, to Dustin's point, I mean, Bobby, every game so far this month has done something to help out. He's gotten on base with a knock, with a walk, with a hit batsman. However, he's gotten on tonight the first time. 0-for-4 without a run scored, without reaching base safely another way. And yet, yes, he still leads Major League Baseball with a batting average of .333. Still top five in Major League Baseball with an OPS of .983. Our nightly Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. Let's go out to Virginia, talk with our buddy Jake. You're on 96.5 The Fan, buddy. Go ahead.
Nope.
What's up, man? How you doing? Yelled at.
No, it does not.
Oh, man, we got to ask you to take a seat. Oh, that's disappointing. What isn't disappointing is the Royals getting back to 10 games above 500. This is disappointing, watching the Minnesota Twins put a five spot up. Geesh. A five spot up in the seventh inning. Okay, so 8-3 Minnesota right now in the eighth inning. If that score holds, the Royals' magic number will remain at three. Three was the magic number tonight. A 3-0 Royals victory. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
First, Tommy Pham, one out, and a swing, and a liner into right center, a base hit. And to score comes Kyle Isbell. The Royals get their first run of the game. It's scored by Isbell for a second straight game, but this time it's the third inning, not the tenth inning. A 1-0 Royals lead. Tommy Pham stops at second, and Michael Massey has his 42nd RBI and his second hit of the night.
Yeah, that RBI knock from Massey in the third was the Royals' first RBI base hit in a week. And Royals went 40 straight innings without an RBI base hit. So yeah, big relief there with one out and two on. Michael Massey strokes an elevated slider into right field, plating Kyle Isbell, putting the Royals ahead 1-0. That's all they would need, as the pitching once again does the job. Royals shut out the Nationals for a second straight night. 3-0, the final score. Michael Lorenzen recorded only 7 outs. He left the game due to lower body fatigue. We'll hear what he had to say coming up in a moment. But the bullpen was undeterred. Daniel Lynch comes in and throws 2 2/3 scoreless. Angel Zerpa with a 1-2-3 sixth inning. John Schreiber works around back-to-back walks to lead off the seventh, and he escapes unscathed. 1-2-3 eighth inning for Sam Long, and a 1-2-3 ninth for Lucas Erceg as he picks up his 10th save since joining the Royals. All right, let's go to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. What excites you most about seeing the Royals in October? Who is it? What is it? Who's it for? And are you now a believer in the bullpen? I'm seeing Cody Tapp on Twitter saying Daniel Lynch is now the second best reliever in that Royals bullpen. Has he already leapfrogged Chris Bubich? Leapfrogged Sam Long? Are you a believer in this bullpen? Let's go to Jake in Kearney. Jake, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing?
Great.
How you doing, Vern?
You?
Hope you're doing well. Doing good. Well, you mentioned the 26 scoreless innings, and that's super impressive, but I'm wondering, you know, the rotation we know is good, but how's this bullpen going to be in the postseason? We've seen so much up and down, and more down than up, I feel, and I feel like hopefully they can get it done. As someone who watched them in 14 and 15, that was an elite bullpen.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath expecting that. To be quite honest with you, I hope I'm wrong, Jake, but I still think this team come October needs to be led by Reagans and Waka and Lugo. You know, I thanks for the phone call. I keep going back to, let's say, Baltimore. Gunnar Henderson's going to come to the dish, let's say, 4 times. Who do you want facing Gunnar Henderson in those 4 at-bats? Or if it's Houston, Yordan Alvarez, if he's healthy. 4 at-bats. Who do you want facing Yordan in those 4 at-bats? Personally, I'm still Reagans, Lugo, Waka. I want them going at Yordan 3 times, and then I want Erceg getting the 4th. So I guess maybe that's my answer to the question of, am I a believer in the bullpen? I think that's my way of saying no, that I'm not just yet. That's not to knock anyone or say that anyone's performance is, you know, smoke and mirrors. Now, Daniel Lynch has been the truth. 10 appearances since returning to the big leagues as a reliever. 18 2/3 scoreless innings. He's yet to allow an earned run. Opponents are hitting for a batting average of .113. Daniel Lynch has 21 strikeouts to just 4 walks. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals get back to 10 games above 500 and the magic number's down to 3. Go ahead, Garrett.
Thanks for the phone call. And look, I know Daniel Lynch. I told you Daniel Lynch is good. And the magic number is 3, obviously. I don't think that Miami's going to come back from this. But I just have one question for you. Outside of Cleveland, do you think that we might, if the bullpen keeps it up, do you think that we could have potentially the second greatest bullpen going into the playoffs behind Cleveland? I'll listen off air.
I actually think San Diego has the best bullpen right now. Cleveland, too. Milwaukee, the Dodgers, no. And as I just laid out, and I need to see it more from the bullpen. Now, 26 consecutive scoreless innings is very impressive. But just as I didn't, freak out when Reagans and Lugo had rough back-to-back outings, I'm not going to overreact to the bullpen. How many of those 26 consecutive scoreless innings were they protecting a lead? No, I need to see more from the bullpen before I'm talking about them being among the best in baseball. Now, what I'm talking about, opinion-wise, as one of the best in baseball. Yeah, like I mentioned, though, and Garrett, like you're alluding to, statistically, in the month of September, the Royals' bullpen has been one of the top bullpens in all of Major League Baseball. Yeah, I mentioned Angel Zerpa spins a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Zerpa's retired 15 of the 16 batters he's faced since he returned to the big leagues. He's been outstanding. Let's go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, good to talk to you again. You're hitting it on the head. When I talked to you the other night, we were all kind of down a little bit and worrying, and we talked about just getting the season over and hurrying. Well, right. We get these wins. I had a laugh at Q when he was talking about Reagans last night. He says, well, he didn't have his best up. How many teams in the league would like to have a guy go six innings, give up 3 hits and no runs? I mean,
shows
that's a commodity
good he is.
That everybody wants. But
no doubt.
As you all know, if we get in the door, there's no word that we're not going to be staying, because Major League pitching in the playoffs is what counts.
Right.
And you have said it many, many times accurately, like you always do. We got that starting pitching. They're tough. Most of them are experienced, and I'm with you. There's a few people who scare the hell out of me out of that bullpen, but to go 26 innings without giving up any runs is something. Now, the other team hadn't had a run in 33 innings either. However, right. It comes down to pitching. Yeah. And how many games in the playoffs do you see are 3-2, 2-1, 4-3? And that's called pitching, so we might be in the hunt. All we need to do is just get in there, and I'm just glad that we're still chirping about this.
I'm with you on that, Rick. Always nice hearing from you. And there's no reason to be afraid to venture away from Kauffman Stadium. I understand the Royals have been outstanding at home. Well, prior to this most recent homestand, they've been outstanding at the K. But they have a winning record now away from Kauffman Stadium as well. Following tonight's 3-0 victory in the nation's capital, the Royals are now 39-38 on the road. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. Let's go to Sandra in Phoenix. You're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Well, I'm totally after Chorus and about the pitching. And I'll admit now that at the beginning of the season and I was all in on the offense and would hear you week after week talk up the pitching. I'd be like, sure so far. And then I found that I couldn't keep saying that. And I just had to go, they're just so awesome. And that's what totally has me going. And I feel like the offense gonna strike oil again, because they just better to have it before the playoffs than during the playoffs. And who knows about the bullpen, as you say. I had the laugh, I guess, on Cody and Gold. Somebody called in and said he had an issue with these scoreless innings because they were striking too many batters out. That totally threw me back to the best baseball movie of all time, Bull Durham, when Kevin Costner says to Tim Robbins, strikeouts are fascist.
Fascist, right.
anyway, but it's even me as relentless Jiminy Cricket homer didn't fully want to let go about this, and now I'm willing to compare them to the pictures of when I was a kid, you know, Splittorff and Leonard, and go, they just showed me time and time again, this is a horse we could ride anywhere. Thanks, Vern.
Well, thanks for the phone call. Those names you just mentioned, Dennis Leonard, Paul Splittorff, I don't know if they make horses like that anymore. But the duo of Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo, the numbers that they've put up this season are better than anything that Split and Leo did together. What Lugo and Reagans have done as a duo this season has only been matched by Brett Saberhagen and Mark Ubaza. That's it. I think in the, 1989-1991 seasons. I think that's it. I know it was two seasons with Sabes and Gooby, but that's it. Now, Shields never had a running mate like that. Granke never had a running mate like that. There was one year, 85, Sabes wins the Cy Young. Danny Jackson was really good. No, you can make a case that duo's right there with Lugo and Reagans. But there's just no doubt about it that duo in the rotation and the duo of Bobby and Salvi, we'll talk about 2024 for the rest of our lives because of what those four have done. You may never see two teammates do what Bobby and Salvi have done in a Royals uniform, just like you might never see two teammates do what Cole and Seth have done on the bump. Salvi tonight, 2-for-4, scores a run. It's only the third run scored in the month of September for Salvi. He's hitting .241 with only 3 extra base hits here in the season's final month. Rick getting some love on the text line after that terrific phone call. Let me take a look at the text line real quick. Just get to a few and then we go right back to the phone calls. Spike in St. Joe's counting up the wins as he called a 6-game winning streak to finish off the season. From the fine city of Lewisburg, Kansas. Text message coming in concerning tonight's 3-0 Royals victory. Vern, the thing I'm most excited to see in October is Bobby smack a home run in someone else's park. As far as tonight's win, Vern, it's unbelievable what those boys did. Well, again, what the boys did tonight is what they've done for most of the season. Pitch, defend, and run the bases really well. Pitch, defend, and run the bases at an elite level. Right, you go to that 2-run sixth inning, Salvador Perez smokes a sinker that splits the plate. He smokes it for a single back into center, 112 miles per hour off of the bat of the great number 13. Yuli Gurriel then rips a slider in the middle of the plate. He rips it off the shortstop's glove. Great read by Salvi as he's rounding second. He sees that ball carom into no man's land, into foul territory out in left field as it bounced off the shortstop's glove. Salvi goes first to third. Gurriel goes to second. Good base running, and they score on Robbie Grossman's 2-run single just a pitch later. So base running, hitting with runners in scoring position, outstanding pitching. Now, it wasn't the starting pitcher, of course. Michael Lorenzen only goes 2 1/3 innings. He leaves with lower body fatigue. In fact, I want to hear what Michael Lorenzen had to say as to why. He called for the trainer after throwing 3 straight balls to the 9-hitter in that third inning. If you missed it, Michael Lorenzen, 13 pitches to retire the side in order in the first. Needs just 9 to take care of the Nationals in the second. Strikes out the first batter that he faces in the third, but then again, 3 straight balls to the 9-hitter. He calls for the trainer, and he comes out of the game. Here's what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
I felt great, to be honest. My delivery felt great. Stuff felt great. So really happy about that. And I just felt like I could tell my leg reached its limit, and I didn't want to push it. You know, we're so close to getting where we want to be. And I feel like the value of me being available for that is more important than me trying to push through something. So I could tell that I had reached my limit, and you know, it was hard to make that decision, but I felt like it was the right decision.
Can you explain what that feels like? You're not re-aggravating anything, but you just feel less strong, or like?
Well, it's more of you know, as I'm warming up in the first two innings, you don't feel anything at all. You just feel normal. And then you just start to feel the leg work, have to work. And so to me, that tells me that it's fatiguing a little bit. And that's really the only difference. I go from zero thought about it to, okay, I can feel it working a little bit. And then it's like, okay, it's not. I could tell it's at its end for the day. So we'll just call it a day and live to fight another one.
Lorenzen threw 28 pitches tonight. And Lorenzen's one of those dudes that's so jacked. You're like, that dude knows his body better than any doctor, better than anybody else in the world. Michael Lorenzen is just straight yoked. So the left hamstring injury, he hears it bark, pulls himself out of the game because you're going to need that dude coming out of the bullpen, likely, in October. Since coming to Kansas City, Lorenzen tonight made his sixth start. He's only gone 26 and two-thirds innings, but he's pitched very well. ERA of 1.69, an opponent's batting average of .188. I'm glad he's listening to his body. You're going to need that dude down the stretch. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Double J in Kansas City. Double J, how you doing, buddy?
Vern, I am great. Glad the losing streak is over from last night. And good to see this offense put some runs up tonight. And hopefully they're getting their confidence back again, and just excited for this postseason run we're about to go on. And
I'm with you.
And I'll tell you what, the most excited thing I'm excited to see for this postseason run is everything. Our starting defense, pitching, bullpen, and there's a couple guys.
That's not really answering the question, but go ahead.
There's a couple guys I trust in the bullpen too. Darren Lynch, Chris Bubich, and Sam Long. And actually, John Schreiber, there we go. I love those guys, and I have full faith of them. And
man,
always Rick and Sausage. So,
all right, Double J, thanks for the phone call. Double J, like a lot of baseball fans, rides the roller coaster. He loves John Schreiber. He loves this reliever. Okay. Hey, John Schreiber deserves it, right? Seven straight scoreless appearances. Opponents two for their last 22. Since Schreiber came back from injury, 11 strikeouts in 6 2/3 innings. Hey, I like it. Sam Long getting some love from Double J. Sam Long's put up a zero in 7 of his last 8 appearances. Hey, I like it. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Let's go back to the text line. From the 702, question about the postseason. Vern, I know nothing is set, but I'm thinking about buying some tickets. What's the best scenario for a home game? Is it game 3? Yeah, I would assume game 3 of the ALDS. Yeah, right? I mean, ALDS taking on either the Yankees or the Guardians. Can you buy tickets for that? Yeah, I guess I did see that earlier today. You can buy tickets for the ALDS. I saw something where you could maybe buy them for the wild card series. I don't know if that's officially burnt yet. Royals ain't hosting the wild card round, I'll tell you that right now. 785 says, Vern, the thing I'm most excited to see come October is Bobby on the big stage. Yeah, I told you, I'm right there with you on that one. Eric in Independence. Vern, I was just talking with the guy who said the bullpen is our Achilles heel, and I got to tell him about the franchise record this team just set. This bullpen is humming along when they're needed most. We're good to go come October. Hey, I like it. Listen, Daniel Lynch certainly appears confident. Chris Bubich has been confident since he made his big league debut, or at least appeared confident since he made his big league debut back in 2020. Sam Long's been good since spring training. You know, Lucas Ursig's a stud, a straight-up stud. Tonight he picks up his 10th save with the Royals in his 22nd appearance since the trade. Opponents hitting an even 200 off of Lucas Ursig this season. He has 30 strikeouts to just 3 walks. Wow. 30 strikeouts in 24 innings. Lucas Ursig, you know what, man? You guys are starting to win me over here. And especially when you throw into it, hey, Alec Marsh is now in the mix. Come the wild card series, Michael Lorenzen's likely in the mix. So yeah, you start to look at the totem pole of relievers, and Ursig right now is the big dog. I would say Bubich 2, Long number 3, Daniel Lynch number 4. And now it comes down to who's your favorite right-hander. Outside of Lucas Ursig, who do you call on for that big right-hander in the 5th inning of Game 3 of the wild card round? Is it John Schreiber? Can Alec Marsh do enough to leapfrog Schreiber on your trust list? How about Brady Singer? Is Brady Singer in the bullpen? Michael Lorenzen? It's a nice problem to have. 2 months ago, I don't believe many of you had 3 relievers that you were all that fond of. Royals win tonight 3-0, the final score. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great win by the Royals tonight. Yeah, I'm ready for the postseason. My memory was Game 6 of the AL Championship Series when Ben Revere topped that 2-1 pitch of Wayne Davis was high, and then he struck out on 2-2. Then the Fox caught the caught taking his frustration out of the garbage can. I don't mean to laugh, but that was probably something hilarious. But then winning the World Series over the Mets, I'm ready for the postseason. Then let's get Game 1 with Michael Wacha, like that card. Called last night. I liked it because Michael Wacha was the National League Championship MVP in 2013.
Dan, appreciate the phone call. You can't be referencing last night's show. Nobody was listening to last night's show. Michael Wacha, what Dan's talking about, the possibility of him starting Game 1 of the Wild Card Series if Reagans needs to pitch Game 162 on Sunday, if Lugo needs to pitch Game 161 on Saturday. Along those lines, Andy in Marysville writes in, Vern, this hurricane shutting down Atlanta's games, does that mean we get Chris Sale coming up on Friday? Yeah, I don't know yet. I mean, we need to see if Friday's game even happens. Right? Atlanta's already banged, tonight's game against the Mets and tomorrow night's game against the Mets. They say it's supposed to clear out by Friday, but who knows? Chris Sale was supposed to pitch Wednesday. Max Fried was supposed to pitch on Thursday, but with both of those games now banged, yeah, you would think Chris Sale's going to pitch the next game that the Braves play in. And that's likely going to be against Kansas City. So yeah, things get more difficult for the boys moving forward. The steady stream of southpaws continue. And you face Parker, the lefty, last night. Hers, the lefty, tonight. Corbin, the lefty, tomorrow afternoon. Maybe Sale on Friday. Maybe Freed on Sunday. 5 straight lefties. Tough. Speaking of lefties, Michael Massey tonight was the only other Royal, along with Salvi, to have multiple hits. Massey's now reached base safely in 10 of his last 13 games. Andy, thank you very much for listening. A few more from the text line. Andy in Midtown. Vern, the thing I'm most excited to see come October is the town, the fountains, the people decked out in royal blue. I'm excited to see Bobby and Salvi absolutely ball out and show up in clutch moments. I'm excited for sellout postseason crowds cheering on our baseball team here in Kansas City. And I'm excited for the Truman Sports Complex to be rocking throughout October. Andy in Midtown firing us up on a Wednesday night. few more from the text line, 913-586-7965 from the 816. Fern, the Royals bullpen is loudly saying, how do you like us now? Yeah, and I think that's going to be the conversation at least tomorrow leading into the finale in D.C. is, are you now a believer in this bullpen? Because it certainly seems as if the text line is saying, yeah, we believe. Will in the 660 says if the Royals clinch a postseason spot, he'll call into the postgame show tomorrow to give a famous wrestling monologue. I'm not the biggest wrestling fan. I haven't been since I turned like 9, but I loved it as a kid, so I might miss the reference. Text line from the 816. Vern listening from Colorado, looking forward to the boys clinching. What are your thoughts on Game 1 and Game 2 starters in the wild card game? Well, that's, again, all dependent on Game 161 and Game 162. Now, can the Royals wrap up the number 5 seed by Sunday? Yes, they can, of course. To wrap up the 5 seed, the Royals and Tigers would have to end the season no worse than tied. That's where they're at currently. So if the Royals can win 3 of the final 4 games, you know, if the Royals can win the next 3, how about that? If the Royals win tonight and Friday and Saturday, well, then you probably don't need to use Cole Reagans on Sunday. Or if the Royals win twice and the Tigers lose twice, well, then you don't need to use Reagans on Sunday and Reagans goes in Game 1. So there's too much up in the air right now. I tried to dodge the question. If it's not Lugo, it's going to be Michael Wacha. That's at least how I would see it going. From the 636, Vern, the Nationals lineup is trash. Let's see how the bullpen does against teams that can actually hit. I'm with you. Great point. Karen in Independence. Vern, the thing I'm most excited to see in October is Salvi make it to his 3rd postseason. He is totally deserving. Karen, no doubt about it. From the 816, Vern, not to state the obvious. But that may be, yeah, of course, that is the obvious. Yeah, I'm not going to read all that. Yeah, pitching, defense, and team speed. That's how the Royals are going to win. Until someone has that breakout swing, until someone has that Mike Moustakas in Anaheim swing, where all of a sudden all of your faults, all of your struggles are gone. They disappear with one swing of the bat. You remember Mike Moustakas, Game 1 of the ALDS back in 2014. That's what that swing did for him. He was never the same. He was a 3-time All-Star after that. Now, MJ Melendez, Michael Massey, those guys could have that type of swing. Michael Garcia could have that type of swing. But until I see those swings, yeah, I'm with you, 816. It comes down to pitching, defense, and team speed. Kathy in Los Angeles celebrating the win tonight. The 913 says, Vern, I'd be upset if they don't make the playoffs, but I will not be mad. I appreciate the way they've been such a key part of my summer. This has been a great summer outside of dealing with the Bally Sports app. Now, I understand that. I get that. Scott in Kansas City, again, wondering the implications of the hurricane hitting Atlanta. Well, right now, it doesn't affect the Royals at all. It affects the Braves and the Mets. They'll play a doubleheader coming up on Monday, which is rough because the wild card series starts on Tuesday. Monday was supposed to be your off day, your travel day, and now it's your are we going to make it to the playoffs day. Right? Both the Twins and the Mets could be playing for their playoff lives coming up on Monday. The 913 says, Vern, we've learned how to win without Vinny. Let's go to the playoffs. Again, guys, pump the brakes on that. You scored 3 runs tonight, and 2 of them were courtesy of Eduardo Salazar just throwing stuff right over the middle of the dish. Right, those two runs you scored in the sixth inning, it was three rockets off of Royals bats against Nationals right-hander Eduardo Salazar. He only faced three batters. All three of them roasted him, and then Davey Martinez took him out of the game. Now, I'm not celebrating any sort of offensive breakthrough. I'm not. Rally Mantis celebrating the fact that the magic number remains or has dwindled down to three. Crown Town Clown believes that the bullpen is becoming the strength of this team. Again, I would encourage you to pump the brakes, but you do you. I'm not going to tell Crown Town Clown anything. This dude just made the drive to D.C. to support the boys in blue. How about the crowds in the nation's capital supporting the Royals? Now that's very 2014-2015. From the 816, Vern, what I'm excited to see come October is big Bobby Witt take over the national spotlight and Lucas Ursig closing games out, being known as Lights Out Lucas. From the 816, Vern, I'm excited to see my son experience Royals playoff baseball. He's 14 now and was, as you would expect, a little too young to remember 2015. Yeah, no doubt about it. Postseason baseball can and will make dozens, hundreds, thousands of new Royals fans around Kansas City. They can punch their ticket to the postseason as early as tomorrow. Michael Wacha's on the hill. He's taking on the southpaw Patrick Corbin. Two former, World Series arms. Two veterans squaring off in the finale in the nation's capital. It's a 12:05 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11 a.m. Royals magic number is down to three. All right, so maybe they won't be able to clinch tomorrow. Oh, well. Oh, whatever. You'll do it in Atlanta. Four games to go. The postseason is right there. JT Noah, thanks for the help back at the studio. Kansas City, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning on 96.5 The Fan. Take care.